you travel, you move around the community around 2 a.m., everybody's asleep and snoring. You know why? They work during the day. But how many did productive work? Plain are you? After some time, my God, I'm tired. You are working, but working at nothing. So in the evening, he sleeps. In the night, snoring. It's been a very busy day, I tell you. Busy day on the phones, chatting nonsense. I've traveled this way before, so you can't harass me. Time wasters are losers. The reason why. Time is an asset of equality. No one has it more than another. Everybody has 24 hours to himself by divine endowment. Same allocation to the rich and the poor. Same allocation to the king and the peasant. We must be aware to make the most of our time because the days are evil.
Welcome to my channel. Kindly watch, like, and subscribe to this channel. Enjoy the rest of the video. Thank you.
I used to know a school headmaster. Suddenly we heard that he was going to the law school. While others were playing IO and eating corn, he was doing London correspondence, University Correspondence College. In those days, no internet, no nothing. So he'd go to the post office to go and collect his parcel and with lantern. He left them. He left his peers, went to law school, became a lawyer. That was changed within the same time. While others were playing IO under the tree. I beat you. You beat me. You can't beat me. Never. Same time. The devil is more concerned about your time and my time than your things. In the days when teenagers are authors, my God, not writing for writing sake, high selling authors. And now at 20, you're a crying baby. Mommy, can I eat? I don't like to eat egg. I grew to hate that time. I address my issues with all the time I have. I taught myself to speak by knowing that I needed to learn communication. Spend your time to improve on your lot. Invest your time to enhance your values. Non-productive engagement makes one vulnerable to demonic assault. Matthew 12, 43 to 45. When an evil spirit is gone out of a man, he goes about in dry places. 43 to 45. Seeking rest. And finding none. Then he said, I will return into the house from whence I came out. And when he's come, he findeth it empty, swept and garnished, but empty. Then he goes forth and takes with him 7 other spirits more wicked than himself. And they came and invaded the house. And the later end of that man was worse than the beginning. Non-productive engagement makes a believer vulnerable to satanic molestations, to satanic attacks. God has killed your taste for evil while you are here. If you go empty, the evil will come back in multiplied form. Watch it. Watch it. As commonly said, nature abhors vacuum. One is either occupied doing the right thing or becomes a victim of doing the wrong that wrecks destiny. You are either occupied doing the right things or you become a victim of doing the wrong which wrecks destiny. It was Billy Graham that said, some temptations come to all men, but all temptations come to the idle. All. Stealing, smoking, lying, all. Just be idle. All. Do nothing. Do not be productive. All. Those who put pleasure before labor usually end up living under pressure. The wise man said, prepare thy work in the field. Proverbs 24, verse 27. And make it fit for thyself, and afterwards build thy house. Yesterday made it 35 years that God sent me to Lagos. Our mission could not afford 45,000 per annum for a house. No, we shouldn't try that. That would be a catastrophe. That's out of budget. But today, huge estates across the nations. Same system, same organization. Afterwards, build thy house. Work first. Pleasure later. If you put pleasure first, you are under pressure. You will rent a house beyond you and can't find sleep. You buy a car you cannot maintain, so you get grounded eventually. Life. When you hear me telling you stories of 48 years ago, okay, how old am I? That tells you how early I got started learning about life and how to make the most of it. I will soon be 70. I have no regret for any aspect of my life. I'm speaking to you the word of a father to complement what your parents teach. You better hearken to the instructions of a father and make the most of your life. We grew up to, as boys, the playboys of our time, they are off the radar. Off the radar. Can't trace them. Does that mean they are dead? No. They're just off. Life is an adventure in times and seasons. Ecclesiastes 3, 1 and 2. And he makes all things beautiful in his time. Verse 11. This is the planting season of your life as youths. This This is your planting season. If you miss the planting season for corn, you go cornless for that year, or you buy. Planting season and all the vast people, they are not. You miss it, you miss it. This is the planting season of your life. I've spoken to you, young man, because you're strong. The word of God abides in you, and you overcome the wicked one. This is the planting season of your life. 1 John 2:14. You better recognize the planting season of your life. Don't allow weeds to grow. They will choke your tender grape and make such victims miserable. Can I have you say with me, I'm in the planting season of my life. What does that mean? It's now your time to clear your field of all by uprooting all unwanted trees. That's how to start planting. You first do clearing of the debris in your life that stand as blockades to your future, uprooting them. Uprooting habits that will block your access to a future. And then you plow. I'm talking about a Greek now. You break up the ground. You break up the fallow ground. And then you arrow, turn it around. And then you reach, ready for planting. Then you fertilize the earth to make the most of your seed. It's a process and requires a lot of time. A son that sleeps in harvest is one that brings his father shame. Therefore, awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Proverbs 10:4-5. Awake. I found something at 16 from Lamentation 3:27, that it is good for a young man to bear his yoke in his youth. It got hold of me, and I went under a little shrub behind the hostel of our secondary school and knelt down and said, Jesus, whatever yoke I need to bear when I'm old, let me bear it now. I don't want to be carrying luggage at old age. Later I came to understand what that yoke actually means. It's not suffering, no. Responsibility. Take responsibility early or you end up in liability later. Take responsibility early or you end up in liability later. Take responsibility early or you end up in liability later. Take responsibility now or you end up in liability later. You mustn't end your life with a die known. That's why you are knowing now. Jesus described what this yoke is all about when he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Come and learn of me. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light, and you find rest for your souls. Matthew 11:28-29. Take my yoke upon you and learn. Don't wait to learn by experience. Learn by exploration of knowledge. Don't wait to learn how to avoid accident. By experience, you may not survive it. Learn it by knowledge. It's safer, it's secure. So it is the yoke of learning or the responsibility of learning what it takes to make the most of one's life. I said, who more was here? the yoke of learning is lighter than the yoke of suffering. The yoke of learning is lighter than the yoke of suffering. Don't learn by suffering. Learn by learning. The burden of learning is lighter than the burden of failure. The burden of learning is lighter than the burden of failure. The yoke of learning is far more dignifying than the horror of poverty. Learn how not to be poor. Learn efficient management of your resources. Learn the covenant approach to sustainable financial fortune. Learn it. By the grace of God, I have a walk-through library in my home. It's a whole place. About 4 rows. You find books there of 1 naira, 35 kobo. I will tell you when. I started consciously buying books to learn about life since I was 20. Nothing of value is ever free. Wake up. You have a vision. Well done. If you don't learn how to pursue your vision, it will become a delusion. Don't see the light of day. Learn. Shakespeare said, "I wasted time, and now time doth waste me." He looked at all that he would have done with his time, but Somehow, he saw a lot of it wasted. With all that he accomplished. Our great Nnamdi Azikiwe said, "Give me my youth back and I will pay any price for it." Just looking back and seeing what I would have done if I had better sense. Quality time investors usually end up as newsmakers. Invest your time. Don't look for the easy way out. You live a crooked life while doing that. All smart time investors, more often than not, end up as stars in their face of endeavors. Do you have some challenges, some courses or programs that you are running? Invest time during this season to revert it. Sit down with your mate who knows better. There's no shame in knowledge. When I was writing my fantastic Volkswagen Beetle, there's one brother very good at it. He has a Volkswagen brain. When you start, he can tell you where the trouble is. You just say, "Start." Wait. One plug is challenged. He doesn't have a scanner. There were no scanners then. But he could tell. He could tell where the trouble of your car is. So, and we all line up because we have a group, a Volkswagen group. We line up in his workshop to wait for our turn for repair. And then the consultant will come out. He knows it. And we don't know it. Didn't go to any school, but we went to all the school. We didn't know it. He has to help us. If we try to repair, we will get grounded. They can't move again. So get your classmate who understands the language of the teacher when he taught. And he can help you interpret what you can get. Then you come out of it. Instead of wearing trousers that is below your buttock, going around town. Those who make news, how they have time to watch them? Their time is invested making the news for others to watch. May you end up a newsmaker, not a news watcher. And I says, okay, what is he adding to you? Nothing. Nothing. When you hear a vehicle move like that in America, it's a black American. No, it's a black American. Value system upside down. The noise is shaking the whole street. Oh, for what? Are you advertising anything? No. And now today you have all the media, social, antisocial. You have all of them. You can be busy 25 hours a day watching nonsense that's adding no value. But that's not you. That's not where you're coming from. So, giants give birth to giants. If you end up here as a mediocre, you are not here. You better connect. Those core values are not laws to keep you as a student. They are values to give your life meaning. Interestingly, time is an asset of equality. While some invest it, others simply squander it. You won't squander your time. It's an asset. Everybody has 24 hours to himself or herself. Everybody. Can I tell you something that may shock you? I've been here since 89. There are few places you mention in Lagos that I know how to get there. Very few. Do I know where Surulere is? I don't. I know where Bagada is. I don't. Because that's not what I came for. Time, an asset of inestimable value. Don't squander it. Don't squander it. It can't be bought back. It cannot be bought back. There's a story of two high school boys. I've told that, I've shared that here before. They met 19 years after they parted from school. One of them was jobbing from one fast food platform to another. The other one spent time reading books that border on psychology, that border on success, that border on human something. And according to him, he read 600 books. Come on now. 600 books. It's like becoming a Nobel laureate in the corner of your room. This child emerged consultant to IBM, US Navy. The other one that was jumping from one fast food to another because he likes food perhaps. After they left high school, they grew up together. It was on worth $7.50 an hour. The other young man who has invested his time in developing himself was worth $200,000 an hour. Real life story. Real life story. Time. An asset of inestimable value. Now, task management. Efficient task management. You have a task, a job, a business. How do you make the most of it? Simple. Invest maximally your time, your energy, your resources. They call it diligence. Proverbs 12:24. The hand of the diligent will end up enthroned, but the slothful shall remain under tribute. You can only walk your way up. You can't wish your way up. You can only walk your way up. You can't wish your way up. You can only walk your way up. You can't wish your way up. I saw this truth early in my life. Proverbs 22 verse 29. Seest thou a man that is diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings, he shall not stand before mean men. You can't make the most of any business you won't face. You won't face your business today, you'll be faced out tomorrow. I've defined the business as an art of exchange of values for the benefit of the parties involved. I've spent my time to create this artwork, right? And you like this artwork, you pay your money to pay for my time and my skill. You have nothing to bring on board, you are not a candidate for profit. Business is an art of exchange of values. A business also implies an activity that one engages in for the purpose of profit making. That's the purpose. A business you don't face tomorrow, today will be faced out tomorrow. Conclusion: resource management. Efficient resource management. Proverbs 18 and verse 9. He also that is slothful in his work is a brother to him that is a great waster. So they share a common heritage. The slothful and the waster, they end up in lack and want. They end up as peasants while others rule. Poor management is the reason for the misfortune of many. Because whatever is not well managed is sure to be damaged. You are going into a world of never enough. A world of self-overestimation, where the house you want to live in is more than your income per annum. Somebody helped you to pay for it, but when the year ends, how do you pay? And you have already settled as a young man that is not married in a 3-bedroom house, doing what? Now it's time to pay. You start going around. May you not find drug that you want to go and sell. The office of this ministry at the beginning was 2 rooms, 100 naira a month. 100 naira a month. I was there on 5 coppers. We work until work can't be worked again. 100 naira a month. But that's not where we are now. Beware of eating up your tomorrow by trying to be somebody else. Poor resource management is, in most cases, our number one problem as individuals, families, etc., including churches. Poor resource management. You don't have to grow big to manage well. You manage well to grow big. I was on 300 naira a month as president and founder of our mission. My wife was on 140 naira a month as executive secretary to the president. We're having a nice time. We never borrowed. We ate at our level. We slept at our level of sleep. But that's not what it is today. The time came, I tried to check how many people work in our place that we pay. It's quite some number. We didn't have that number 3 years in ministry. If one is not a good manager, he will end up a great waster. And he's sure to end up a beggar, because one can't be a waster today and not end up a beggar tomorrow. Chapter 15 of Luke and verse 14 and 15. And when he had spent all, there arose a great famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Now go back to verse 13. Verse 14, please. And not many days. And when he had spent, and not many days after, the young son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. He was on a riot against himself. Riotous living. Big guy. He wasted his resources and began to be in want. There was nothing I earned at any time. There was not enough. Because I know what I have, not my taste. What we had was to define our taste. Not our taste define what we have. In 1986, we could not rent a house. 5,500. No. The budget ceiling is 5,000. Take it away. You don't want. Go and get one that is below 5,000. Let's have change back. Well, building a house cannot be a testimony for us anymore. That stage is gone. Take it easy. Someone has said you are not a failure until you look for who to blame for it. So stop looking for who to blame. What your parents have done or your guardians that they have not done by sending you here and keeping you here. They are all waiting outside to carry you now. What a privilege you have. We have blamed everyone enough. I believe it's time we are awake to take responsibility. Destiny is a non-transferable responsibility. You either face it or you are faced out. Your parents can attend classes for you. They can't do projects for you. Those who will not take responsibility today will end as liabilities tomorrow. Conclusion, make the most of this vacation time. For our returning students, for those going on NYC, prepare yourself against any defilement as you step up. One of you will come back here sometimes, there's no sign that you went through here. Even was attempt to push a professor down. Big-headed fool. Big-headed. What does he have? Big-headed fool. Nothing from here went to him. Nothing. Nothing. He had to convocate him. He had to convocate. They handed him to police. From here. after 4 or 5 years? You better watch it. Some fellows left here, they're in the prison now. So it's not, we are kings and queens. If you do what kings don't do, you go to where kings don't go. Take responsibility. May your parents and guardians rejoice over you forever. May no one here be a concern to any of their parents. I pray that you'll be an example worthy for other siblings to follow. And I pray you will give your parents rest. Because if you want rest tomorrow, give rest today. Nobody lacks what he gives. People only lack what they won't give. So give them rest. Give them joy. And you are investing to your future. I've come here this morning to speak to you as a father. And my prayer is that you made the most of this. I don't want to hear any story of mishap that we just went somewhere and something happened. Now the question is, what were you doing there? What did you go somewhere for that has no purpose? You mean you don't have anything to do? The largest room in the world is room for improvement. So improve on your lot. Spend time with God. Get God along on time. Get God along your path on time. Get God along with you on time. Get God along with you on time. Get God along with you on time.
As this message comes to an end, carry this truth with you throughout your day and throughout this week. God is never late and He never fails. There may be situations in your life that seem delayed. There may be prayers you have prayed for months or even years that appear unanswered. But do not mistake God's silence for His absence. The same God who opened impossible doors in the past is still working on your behalf today. The same God who made a way in the wilderness and reversed in the desert is still able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ask or imagine. Do not give up because you cannot see immediate results. Keep standing on His promises. Keep declaring His word. Keep expecting His goodness. Sometimes God is preparing you while He prepares the blessing. Sometimes the waiting season is just as important as the breakthrough season. Your story is not over. Refuse discouragement. Refuse hopelessness. Refuse to quit. Your season of favor is here, and God is working all things together for your good. God bless you richly. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe.